Hey, Ryan?
Yes.
Hey, Ryan, my name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. We got the holiday vibes going on. I helped the family last night. We were decorating the tree, so good. I'm happy. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line with you. She wanted to see what I could do about putting something special together for you, but did you have any questions, like, about the listing on Google or how it works?
I mean, no, like, inherent questions. I mean, it seems pretty straightforward,
mm-hmm.
judging from someone who's used it from the searching end, not the one being searched for.
Right.
But, I mean, it's just, yeah, the slot's there. Somebody puts in the services I offer, and my name will pop up.
Yeah, I mean, right? That's the simple version of it. We can either keep it really simple, or I could get really in-depth with it, too. You know, a lot of times, the guys that get in-depth with it, they're usually happier with the service because they know what they're paying for, you know. But at the same time, it's also, like, I understand the guys where it's like, hey, you know, that's overwhelming. I do what I do. You do what you do. We'll just keep it separate. So, whichever way you want to go with it.
I don't mind, you know, understanding the finer details of it.
Okay, yeah. I'll love to break it down for you. I always say, like, you know, those guys are the happiest because they know the value of it and what we're bringing to the table each month, and it's easier to justify doing. So we sent over a link to the pricing page, so that way you could see everything. The major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available in the tree services category. That's a high traffic category for your area. The guys that are up there are like Tall Timbers and Preservation Tree. These guys are getting calls every day, right? So the hard part is really getting that placement. There's only three guys Google's going to show for pretty much the whole state. And then, I mean, you're in a small state, so it's rare. But but the major benefit is having that spot open, because if we fill that position, which we're actively looking to do today, we close out the entire category, meaning that we wouldn't be able to put you or any other competing companies in that category on the first page for this area.
Okay.
So, obviously, that's the benefit to the guys that are there, is there's only a limited amount of them. There's not 100 of you up there. But the beauty of these spots is you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. So, they're highly sought after. We get a lot of inquiries about it throughout the year. And then, obviously, once the spot opens up, we got to go down this list of guys. But it's not just the first page placement on Google that we do. So from a technical side of it, we have to create your Google business profile. Have you heard of that before?
Okay. I have.
Yeah, just so you even exist on Google, right? And then we verify it. So they have like a form that you fill out, and there's a pin that comes to you in the mail. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. And then there's also an interview where we customize it and highlight all your services, not just tree services, right? So I know that there's some custom furniture stuff that you do. We'll be able to get into that as well. But once that's done, you actually get verified across other platforms as well, just by having the Google verification. It's the most advanced form of verification. So you become like the most dependent option for Bing, for Amazon Alexa, for Apple Safari. You'll actually be a top option on all those platforms too. So if somebody pulls out their iPhone and just types in tree services, they'll be able to see you there too. Also, you get like a directory submission as part of like our SEO. So we'll put you on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. We'll give your Facebook page a boost by running some Facebook ads through it. That way it's getting marketed to people who are actively searching or have searched for your services in the past. And that'll help drive some traffic to the Facebook page and ultimately get some more customers coming in as well. But all of this revolves around having that first page placement, you know. And then there are packages that we have that have custom website designs as part of it. And that's really what Tara wanted me to jump on the line for, because those packages are usually a bit more expensive with the custom website designs. But she wanted to see if I could get those fees waived, save you some money there. So were you able to pull up that? Right, don't we all, especially this time of the year? You know, I got two little guys going, train, and I know they're not going to share. So it's, I got to get two of them. But if you go to that pricing page there, you'll be able to see the packages and pricing structures. The one that she's requested for you is called our Platinum Bundle, our Platinum Package. It's our most popular. It has a little ribbon around it, and that's usually for businesses that are just starting, kind of like yourself, where you need the website and all the other features as well. What I was thinking I can do is I could put you on this Platinum Package Bundle, but I'll reduce the rate to the Essential Package pricing structure for you. So that way you have our most affordable package, which is just usually just engineered towards that Google Places placement, not all the other submissions or the website or anything. Obviously, I'm going to get you all the bells and whistles in that Platinum, but just for the $299 to simplify it. And then also I'll waive the setup fees for you as well. And that's just because Cyber Monday is today. So we're able to actually waive the entire setup fees on all packages. So it's going to save you, it's about $600 off the initial investment to get all your online listings up and running. And then each month moving forward, I'll actually lock you in at this rate. And you'll get that in writing with your receipt. So you'll keep the $299 pricing structure for the Platinum Bundle as long as you're with us. It's not just the first month, right? And then you're locked in there. Yeah, and so the great thing about this bundle, though, is all of those directory submissions and all those platforms that you're on, there's no other charges outside of that one-time payment of $299 each month. That's literally all you pay. You're not going to get any extra like lead fees, click fees, call fees popping up on you. The website's included in that. So we're actually going to buy a domain name for your business. We'll do all the graphic design, make sure it looks how you want it to look, and hosting is a part of the service too. So that's all bundled in. And then anytime you want to make a change to the website, it's just a phone call. We have a graphic design team here. They'll be able to get in there, and we ask you for 24 hours to see the change happen.
Nice. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Okay. So if I could approve that pricing structure for you and lock in at the $299, is that something you could see a value in doing for Woodsman Provisions and Services?
Yeah. I mean, I do have one quick question. I mean, I know like Google's Google, like who hasn't heard of Google unless you're in a third world country.
Right.
But do you have like an average of like how much this would boost everything just to make sure that the investment paying off?
Absolutely. So Google Analytics is public and free. It's also one thing I did forget to mention, your tracking system. You get an account dashboard and tracking system that is hooked up to Google Analytics. So right now I could see within the last 30 days, the service area that this covers, there's been 1,812 searches for tree services. It doesn't mean that you're going to get 1,812 phone calls in the next 30 days or, you know, or that you want that problem, right? But that's a good volume. 90% of searches do start and stop on the first page where we're placing you. So, you know, we're putting you where 9 out of 10 of those guys are going to pull the trigger, but Google doesn't want us to like guarantee you a certain amount of them. But through your tracking system, you'll be able to keep track of all these guys. So you'll know exactly what's coming from here. If you're missing calls, it'll save their information so you can go back and follow up with them. You could change your keywords at any time. So if you ever notice in your tracking system, hey, more people typed in tree trimming than tree services, you'll probably be listed for both of those. We give you 15 keywords at a time. But just as an example, you could swap them out at any time. So if you just call in, we have a team here and we could switch it out. That way we're keeping you in front of what's going to get you the most traffic each month. At the end of the day, it's a month-to-month service. So if you're not getting paid, we're not getting paid. So you have a team of guys back here that are actually monitoring those trends and going to be making recommendations on how we should pivot in order to keep it consistent.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yeah. Google Analytics is huge. And that tracking system's huge too, especially for those analytical business owners that I was telling you before. You want to be able to tangibly prove like what we're doing for you each month. You could go in there and actually have all the calls, recordings. Like if they're on an iPhone and they use that click to call feature, I don't know if you've ever seen that on the first page, how they have a little phone icon on that Google business profile. Yeah. So if they click on that, it records. So in your tracking system, you'll have recordings, obviously all business calls, right? None of your personal calls. They have to click on that Google business profile. But you can actually hear yourself like pitch these guys and have calls. And that helps a lot from a client relationship management standpoint. You could also request reviews to those clients too. So when you finish jobs and you're in your truck, you know, you could just go into that app and send them the review link and it'll put the little star rating and they could type in a review for you. So that's always helpful, and we'll use that to kind of build up the reputation as we go. We always send reminders for you to do that. We want as many reviews as possible.
Yeah.
It's just good for us to get feedback on how you're doing, too. You know, if you start getting a one-star rating and you're cussing people out, we'll tell you next month, hey, keep your money. We're going to go a different route, you know. I've had it happen before, you know. Or, you know,
I believe a couple
bad seeds within the company where we're like, hey, you know, if you're going to work with that guy, then we can't work with you, you know.
Yeah.
But, yes, to answer your question, we have full analytics. So you'll be able to see everything that we're bringing in for you, and you'll be able to even see the keywords that you're not listed for. And at any time, if you want to make a pivot, you just let us know, and we'll go ahead and swap the keywords out through your account management team here.
Okay. Cool.
Good question, by the way, because I completely forgot to mention the tracking system. And that's a huge tool for a lot of business owners, just to be able to keep track of not just what we're doing, but all of their customers, you know. Sometimes the guys are like writing it down, have to invoice. I don't remember you, you know. But if you get their phone number, you can just plug it in, and you have a full history of everything that happened with that customer right in there.
Yeah, it definitely makes things easier.
Oh, yeah. Just keep track of it all, you know. And then also for your CPA reasons, too, at the end of the year, you know, you want to be able to write this off, but keep track of all the other business expenses as you go.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, I mean, it sounds good, and it definitely sounds like there's a lot in order, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, Tara told me you were coming from Home Advisor by Angie's.
Yep.
Yeah. If you could do anything with those guys, Ryan, you'll do great with this. I mean, they use Google advertising to get a lot of the leads they sell, but their leads are very saturated. They go to like 4 or 5 people at a time, and I know they charge those lead fees whether you get it or not. So we'll basically be cutting out your middleman in that situation and listing you independently, and just let people call you directly as a live call without the lead fees or the leads going to multiple people. And believe it or not, far more people are actually just calling directly off of Google. That's why Home Advisor puts themselves on Google. Yeah.
I believe that 100%.
Yeah, not to mention the other platforms. You know, we'll have about 10 different ways of generating leads for you without you having to pay a lead fee for each one. Whereas them, you got all your eggs in that one basket. They're charging you $30, $40, $50 a pop, whether you get it or not. You know, we'll save you money and make you more at the same time.
Yeah, no, it definitely sounds good.
All right. Well, I get it all set up today. We'll be ready to rock and roll or hit it hard to start the new year. That's for
all
sure.
Right.
All right. So let me create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 603-254-5099.
Correct.
Okay. What's your last name, Ryan?
Sharp.
Okay. With an E at the end?
There's no E.
No E. Okay. Just S-H-A-R-P?
Yep.
Okay. You spell it traditionally your first name, right? R-Y-A-N?
I do.
Okay. Just got to double check nowadays.
Sometimes if I'm feeling, you know,
fancy,
spiteful, I'll be like, yeah, there's a silent Q in the middle.
There's a silent E at the end. I've been running into that one. I don't know why. Or they spell it R-I-A-N-E. I'm like, what is that? I'm like, you must not be born here. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
That would be woodsmanpf@gmail.com.
I'm sorry, did you say X, like X-ray, or S, like Sam, like
S,
services?
Services.
Got it. Okay. P-S.
And you honestly, said thought it would be the P. I'd have to say again.
Woodsmanpf, is that gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Let me go ahead and validate this, make sure it comes back. Yeah, make sure it's active so I can send everything over in writing to you. Okay. That came back valid. Okay. And then Google's going to send you a pin in the mail. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. It's a little postcard. It'll have your business name on it. It'll say Google on it, big colorful letters. And then there's a little 5-digit number on the back I'll need from you when it comes in. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. But what's the street address that I can send this to?
It's 215.
215.
Gordon Hill Road, Alexandria, New Hampshire.
Okay, we already had the Alexandria, New Hampshire, 03222. Just gonna verify street address and then send PIN. Do you want me to have this address hidden?
Preferably, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you
city,
can have the Alexandria, but...
Yeah, city, state, and zip's always visible no matter what. But if I hide the street address, it deactivates turn-by-turn directions, and then it'll put your PIN in the nearest cross street.
Hmm. That's
sense?
Close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is just... I mean, if you don't have a brick-and-mortar, and that's why it recommended it to me, it came up as a residence. If you don't have a brick-and-mortar for them to actually appear, then there's no reason to post it. You know, any people coming to your house.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of a hazard.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I mean, it's a dead-end road. We're a pretty private community.
Yeah,
and
no
we all know the vehicles that come up here, so when there's a strange one, we're like dogs in the window.
Mm-hmm. What are you doing over here? Yeah. No, I'm the same way. I live at the end of a cul-de-sac, you know, so and I'm very pro Second Amendment, so. I start sticking the gun out the window. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So, depends on what time it is. If it's after midnight, I'm definitely poking around.
That definitely sounds reasonable.
Yeah. After 12, like, what are you doing here? Okay. So, verification letter. They're saying your PIN is going to take 5 days to get.
Okay.
So, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. They probably won't be here till Monday the 9th.
Okay.
Usually it's quicker. Usually it's like 3 to 5, but maybe the holidays or something slowing things down.
Could be.
Okay. I usually like to get that going quick because that'll help us get it up and running. And then we'll purchase a domain based on what's available. We'll give you a couple of different options during a client interview, and then you'll have final say on which domain we roll with. But I do see the Facebook page here, and there's a lot of photos. Oh, is this you? Hold on.
Is it a guy in a blue shirt in a tree?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Okay, there we go. The phone number matches up too. Okay. Let me just make sure we could use this. You own the logo for this?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. All right. We'll actually have you send this in. So I'm going to shoot you two text messages here, Ryan. One of them's my direct number and extension in case you need any help. We also have 24/7 customer service. They'll be able to help you. It's the same phone number. You just hit extension 1. And then I'm going to send you an email address just so that we have a paper trail of authorization. If you could send in your logo and any photos that you want to use for the website.
Okay.
And then keep sending in new ones as the new jobs come in, too. We want to continue to update your portfolio. Okay. But we also need that for the Google business profile, too. We want your logo attached to the Google business profile instead of just the Google icon up there.
Yeah.
Okay. Save. Okay. And then while we're waiting for those to come through, how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
How do you mean?
Well, I noticed like some stuff online, it says 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, but it is for phone calls primarily. And a lot of times if they see that closed icon, then
they won't call you.
Yeah. So, you know, it's up to you at the end of the day. But
yeah,
I like as much availability as possible for the calls. It just increases the opportunities.
I suppose doing it a little earlier. I mean, I know I got to get the kids off to school in the morning. That's why I did 8, usually about the time I get close to the time I get back. But I could do like 7 to 6.
7 to 6. Okay. And we're going Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Oh, no, I'm not doing weekends.
I hear you. How many kids do you have?
2.
2? Me too. I got boys. They're 5 and 3. Oh, yeah. I mean,
I got 2 girls, 10 and 7.
Okay. Okay. 10 and 7 seems rough. I'm not going to lie. The last couple of years have been crazy, and I feel like I was lied to when they say it gets easier as they go because terrible twos happened, and my 5-year-old's still going through terrible twos.
My youngest, she's seven, and from day one, she has been a whirlwind of hatred and fury that's fueled by fight.
It's always the second one. I noticed that. My youngest is way stronger, way more feisty, a lot more attitude. Doesn't care if mom and dad are happy or not.
She definitely has more attitude. I'm glad she's not bigger, because my oldest is just built like a tank.
Yeah, no, my boys are going at it, and it's rough. My oldest got a lot of mom, and the youngest got a lot of dad. My wife's tiny. She's like 4'11", and I'm 6'1". Mm-hmm. And so it's like I got one short and thin, and the other one's just tall and built. They're almost the same size. People think they're like twins or something, but they look a little different. My youngest looks exactly like me. Yeah, it's crazy. But he's just beating up on him already, and I don't know. Maybe we let my oldest stay in the bed with us too long or something. He's a softie. His little brother gives him hell. Okay, so I got your account created. They're wondering about client interview here. So this is going to be with a separate department within our company. They'll have a technician actually sit down, and they'll fully customize your campaign, get started on the website and everything. What do you think would be the best time to do a client interview with you?
I guess that largely depends on the day. Would it be today?
Yeah, we could do today. Absolutely. That's preferred. You know, if we're going to start, I mean, you pay today to secure the position. We want to get everything up and running as fast as we can. So that way we maximize your chances of seeing return on investment before the next bill rolls around.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And you usually have a better success rate if you can do that. So.
I guess really any time before 2 is good for me.
Okay.
And then
let me check this calendar.
Really just the 2 o'clock hours, like the only time I can.
Yeah, that's when you pick up?
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So I have 12 to 1 available. I also have
that'd be perfect.
Okay, let me go and lock in. Get this spot here. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and you'll get an automated text message here in about 20 minutes just as a reminder of the appointment. Okay, and that'd be from the representative. Save Ryan Sharp. Okay, let me take this tree category off too. Is it just you, or do you have employees there?
Nope, just me.
Okay. Well, if you ask,
I have the kids help out with the firewood here and there.
Okay. Teach them how to make a dollar. Now, it's funny, my dad.
I gave them those calluses early.
Yeah. My dad still owns a family tree business that we've had for years out in Southern California. And I pretty much spent my summers like that. Like, he would go up and cut, and then I would do all the cleanup down below.
Yeah. All the grunt work.
Yeah, exactly. And he just used it as an excuse, like, oh, the chainsaw is too dangerous. And I'm like, yeah, okay, Dad. It's child labor.
I've heard some horror stories.
Yeah. No, I know. I just always used to want to play with the chainsaw. I was like, I can do
it. Oh, I don't blame you.
You don't trust me. It looks so fun. Okay, save. All right. There's that calendar invite. All right, and I'm going to send you your Google verification form here.
All right.
Okay, you got to fill this out. It's going to ask for license, insurance, business registration. If you're missing anything, don't panic. Fill it out as best you can. There's a box at the bottom that you'll have to check if you are missing anything, that we could do a video verification with the Google headquarters, and we'll verify your business over the phone if need be.
Okay.
All right, so let me go ahead and get this over to you. Pictures needed for Google verification. Ryan Sharp. Is your company LLC or incorporated at all?
LLC.
Okay. Do you want the LLC displayed in the business name?
Maybe. What do you recommend?
I mean, I recommend that you have an LLC, period. the fact that you just have it, though, you're fine. I mean, it's really just up to you as far as how you want it to look, you know?
You know what? I think I actually will throw it in. You know, maybe I'm being paranoid, but those people that are always trying to look for an easy
issue.
Scam.
Exactly.
Yeah, I might divert it a little bit.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. I mean, either way, the fact that you have it, though, is going to protect you from it. So it's like if you don't have it displayed, you could always pull it out of your back pocket. Like, sorry, sucker.
Yeah, I think having it displayed might save me a little headache of people trying at least. So, yeah, I'll have it displayed.
Yeah. Okay, I got you. I'll add it here. It's very, very good observation there, though, because people do that. Like, oh, look what you're
oh, absolutely.
You know, you guys destroyed this. I'm like, yeah. That branch fell on my car. Your car was dented before we got here.
Oh, I used to do appliance installation, and we brought a refrigerator up some, like, narrow stairs and everything. It was miserable. The lady was just frustrating, and she tried blaming us for scratching up her floor on the other side of the kitchen that we never once went to.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Yeah. Not trying to sue you. Like, I need new tile, new this, new that. Yeah, it's a messy situation.
Yeah.
Wow. One of my best friends is a roofer, and, you know, he's always coming to me for, what should I do for this? And he's got so much in insurance, but, and he always complains about it, but I'm like, man, you work out here in Newport Beach, in Southern California. It's actually like one of the richest areas in the country. Like, the average home price is like $3 million, here.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a mile from the beach. But it's, I tell them, you know, all it takes is like one wrong guy, you know, one wrong guy with these houses and it's over, you know. And so he pays a premium, but it's worth the protection, you know, especially if you have kids to look after and everything else. It's like, man, you don't want to ever go backwards. You want to put as much insurance as you can and not go backwards.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I'll go ahead and put LLC there. And then did you get that Google verification form? It should look like a paragraph with a link in there. I'll say url.local/.com/Google. It was texted and emailed.
Was it an email or?
Both.
Yeah, business profile verified. Google may require additional information. Local/, Google.
That's it. That link in there, just so you know what it looks like, because pretty much once we disconnect, it's just you and that paper until the appointment at 12.
Okay.
Okay, but if you click on it, it's a simple form. It'll ask you for your first, last name, email, you know, phone number, business name, and then it'll go down into the pictures that they request. The ones with the little red asterisk are the more important ones for your industry, and then obviously the other ones are like if you have it.
Yeah, okay. Icing on the cake.
Yep, exactly. So between this form and the pin that comes in the mail next Monday, that's going to actually submit your Google verification, and then that verification is what we use to basically get approval across all the platforms that Google has pre-existing relationships with. So Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, all those directory submissions, and then getting that first page placement on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and Apple Safari. See?
Okay.
It's like a cross-verification. We used to just be for Google only, and then we would just have to send the PIN. You wouldn't have to fill out the form. Now they got the PIN, a client interview. It's a crazy process. All right.
Now, maybe it was already covered, and I just have a short memory, but so there's not other people going through the same process to fill the same spot, right? You do one to see how
not the same spot, but the guys that are up there right now got a call like this and gone through the verification in order to get there, like Tall Timbers and Preservation Tree. Yeah. Once this spot fills and we have this, I've already actually taken it off the board. So they've already stopped calling out.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. And then that way you don't have to worry about it going to another competing company. But you might, let me see here. I was going to say, they might still pester you with a call or two until your verification's done. because we've already put the notification in within our company, but there is another Google partner company that'll call out on the spot until it fills, and they don't get the notification that it's filled until your verification is done. So the sooner we could do that, the better.
Okay.
Not that it's going to go anywhere. You wouldn't lose it anyway if they called out, but they might just be calling guys until they know that it's already gone, and then they move on.
I got you.
Okay. Save. All right. I'm just triple-checking everything here. LLC saved. Address hidden. Phone number good. Okay. No discrepancies with the line. Okay. Facebook business profile attached for Facebook ads. All right. We're looking good. And then last thing I got to do is just secure your first month's payment. So in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Ryan, how did you want to do that?
I'll do it through card.
Okay. Now, is this under your name, the business name, or both?
The card?
Yeah.
My name.
Okay. There's no Woodsman Provisions and Services LLC on it?
Nope.
Okay. I'm going to put it on the invoice, though, so that way you can still write it off here.
Okay.
It's a business expense. Be able to get it back that way. And then the billing address, is it the same as the street address that we're sending the Google PIN verification? Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. It is
5178 0582 0582 6708 6708 6308 6380 6380. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
9/26.
9/26, and then there should be a 3-digit code on the back.
854.
Okay. And then we also have a security question in case you want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa. If you call in and we want to make sure it's you. So you have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I guess I'll do the city I was born in.
Okay. Where were you born?
Bristol, New Hampshire.
Okay, Bristol. Okay, it says re-enter answer. Just match save. Okay, so that'll be your security question. They'll just ask, where were you born, Ryan, before we get started? And you just gotta, don't forget where you were born. Okay, and is there any, like, manager? I know you said it's just you. Does the spouse help ever with the online listings, or... is there anybody else that might be calling in regarding the business?
No, 100% me.
Okay, sole owner operated. Okay, we'll give you some extra TLC in that regard, just because we know it's you. Do you usually prefer phone calls, emails, or text messages as a form of communication from us?
I guess phone calls.
Phone calls primarily? Okay. And then we'll go text, and then email will be last. So if we can't get a hold of you from the first two, then we'll resort to the emails last.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And then you could also opt out of those at any time through your tracking system if you're tired of, like, automated text messages. The automated text messages are really in-depth, so it's like you might get a lot of them, like, hey, your Facebook did this, your Yelp did this, you know, okay, this is ready to go, please view the website, you know, it just automatically has them as we publish them. So if it gets irritating, you can always opt out of it through your tracking system. But those are those really analytical business owners who wants to know everything that's going on. It just kind of is an update step by step. Okay. All right, so I'm going to process your first month's payment here. It does state here in a voice verification, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months since we're building everything from scratch for you. But it is a month-to-month service. You're not bound to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 2nd, 2024, in the discounted amount of $299 for a full Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional cost, and then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign as part of a Cyber Monday promotion. When the term is completed, the agreement's going to be set up to renew automatically each month on the second day. You'll keep this discounted pricing structure indefinitely, so it'll stay $299. You may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees or penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing's due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to those renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. You're also going to receive everything in writing right now with your receipt. It's called the subscription terms, and you got to sign off on that too. So it'll have documented every single thing that we're doing for you and the price, okay, the breakdown of it. So that way you have full transparency. Billing date. All right. So let me update and process. All right. And these will come through automatically. And then we got a client interview scheduled in exactly 1 hour. That gives me enough time to piece everything together for them here. Should be pretty easy process. I'll send them the, I've already kind of sent over a Facebook page and all the stuff so they can get a firm understanding of everything you do outside of just putting you up there for tree services. We want to make sure we're covering all your bases, but we also want the calls to be qualified. So that kind of gives them a head start on being able to go into the Google Analytics and look at which keywords we should recommend for you.
Okay. Now that, that meeting at 12, is that going to be done through phone calls? Zoom?
Oh yeah. No, they're going to call you on this number. The video will only happen if we need to do the video verification. Otherwise, it'll just be a regular phone call.
Okay.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, when the video verification happens, you'll get an update. You know, we don't want to catch you in your pajamas. You guys just got out of the shower. Okay. It'd be awkward. All right. So you should be receiving some text messages here. Let me know when those come through. They'll look a little similar to the Google verification form, but they're different. Nothing?
Nothing yet.
Okay. Stay on the line with me here. I got to make sure you have everything because that's kind of your receipt and proof of ownership. All right. Bear with me. Where is this thing? Please allow up to 60 seconds. Okay. I got you. This thing's going real slow today. It's asking me if the Cyber Monday deal is an error. But you're missing the setup fee. Let me just confirm with them real quick here. This is why Tara wanted me to jump on the line, is because they have all these things on the back end that we have to confirm, and then they need the managerial code to waive these fees. Okay. Please confirm the client is. You'll cover the whole state, right? Not just the county? Grafton?
Oh, no.
You won't? Okay. Let me just confirm.
No, that would be a pretty good deal of driving.
I hear you. Yeah. Let me get a good understanding on this service area when I submit this here. So let me pull up the map. Usually they do this during the client interview, but I just want to give them a head start on everything. So how far south will you go? Like, I mean, I'm assuming you're born in Bristol, so you're willing to go to Bristol. Hill, Danbury.
I would probably I would probably do like a 30-mile radius.
Okay, that's perfect. Actually, I love that. So usually it covers up to 45, and so they call it the whole state because it's not supposed to cross state lines. But we could shrink it, and then we could also cherry pick too. Like if you say, hey, I'm not going, you know, way down south here
to
Manchester, yeah, or Nashua or something like that, you know, you could definitely let us know. Is that usually where you draw the line though? Manchester?
Yeah. Cause then I start going through tolls, busier cities and stuff, and it's too much liability and headache.
I think, yeah, doing that multiple days in a row sometimes. Okay. Portsmouth?
No, that's
too far.
Same deal.
Okay. What about Dover? Concord?
Yeah.
Okay. Cause that's pretty straight shot. That one. Dover is too, but you're going down this, looks like a smaller road. Alton. Yeah, you gotta go like way past like Alton Bay, Rochester, and then Dover.
Yeah, that would be pretty far. I would say Alton is like hovering around the line in that direction.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, because Concord is about the same distance geographically. Obviously, I know the roads are way different time, but it's about the same distance geographically as Rochester, and it has the 202 connecting them. So. I don't know if that would be kind of like the radius there. You draw along like the 202 would be the furthest you'll go south.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to leave as much opportunity available as possible. Okay. All right. And then state line. We'll just use the state line as the border going east. And then... same thing going wet. Well, you don't go into the Green Mountain Forest, right? Maybe like Killington or? That's pretty far.
I would probably draw the line around Enfield.
Okay.
Going west.
Okay. So before Lebanon, West Lebanon?
Yep.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, because at that point, I'm hitting about an hour drive.
Okay. Yeah. Just the roads, you know, because the way they're designed, I'm looking at it now, it's like, yeah, you got to go way south just to end up going the rest of that way west. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I gotcha. And then going north, let me check out this 93 here. You go to Woodstock or Lincoln?
Yeah, that could be doable.
Okay.
It's pretty rural up there, so.
Lincoln, yeah, Waterville Valley, they have all this different, let's see. They got North Woodstock, Lincoln. Okay. Okay, that's good. Because originally the 1,812 number that I pulled for the last 30 days was covering a broader area. But now that I've circled it, it's given me 1,663. So not that bad. You didn't cut out too much. I mean, you basically just cut out rural areas that are going to add some driving distance, some gas money.
Yeah.
But not a huge amount of traffic lost by cutting out those areas either, so.
That's good.
Yeah, you got the larger metro areas in there. Okay, perfect. That's a perfect circle. Well, as close as you can get square. All right. And then, did you get those text messages?
I still haven't. No.
No? Interesting. Okay. This is odd because it's saying sent on our end. You did get the Google verification form earlier, though.
Correct.
Okay. And you got the email for the photos and company logo?
Local splash support, action needed, pictures needed for Google.
Mm-hmm. There should be just photos at localsplash.com, and then my number I also sent over to with my direct extension. Maybe a receipt or a payment too through any like bank notification. It's saying here that it's processed. So usually when your payment processes, it sends you everything automatically.
Yeah, I mean, I got a text from my card saying that the payment,
Okay. But that means there's something going on with your, or with our text messaging. Could be on our end, could be on your end, but I got to make sure that you have these. Those are documented proof of ownership of the position. And you're soliciting that space for your business. Okay, I'm going to go the manual route, and I'm just going to manually send these over. So you might end up getting everything twice, but I'd rather you have it all twice than to be missing anything.
Not have it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, initial invoice. Here it is. Clients calling in here. Sarah, I will call you back, Sarah. Give me one moment, please. Okay. Thank you, guys. Okay, one of my reps got it. That's usually how this calling system works, too, by the way. I don't know if I mentioned that to you, but you could call into me anytime. But if I'm on the phone, kind of how we're on right now, it'll auto-forward you to one of my representatives. And then if they could help you, you know, by all means. But if you don't want to talk to them, just leave a message. I'll call you back as soon as I can.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Great.
Anything?
The copy of your invoice to the email we have on
that's
file.
The one. That's the one we were looking for there. And then also they'll send you an email and text with your username and password for your tracking system. The email is the best way because there's a YouTube video in there that'll show you how to use it. It gives you like a step-by-step walkthrough on how to keep track of everything, request reviews, where to find your clients. Okay. But the initial invoice is the main one because this documents everything that we're doing for you for that discounted pricing structure. It'll have the billing date, the cancellation, everything, and you sign off on that, and you'll keep that hard copy. So as long as you're with us, you get that deal. Like I have the first client I ever signed up as a roofing company in the DFW area of Texas, like Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yep.
And I've been working with him for years, and he still has the same rate that I signed him up on like over 10 years ago. So same concept for you. If all the inflation keeps happening and the bills are normally, you know, people are paying $1,000 a month for these placements, your bill is going to be the same. It'll just stay $299 as long as you're with us.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's huge. It grandfathers you in. So we get these companies that are just, you know, they're locked in. They've been around for a long time, and their profit margins just increase by having to spend less, and they're already cemented there with all these reviews and everything. So that's what Google wants. You know, they want people that, you know, we could work with long-term, even though it's a month-to-month service. the month to month just keeps it honest on our end. You know, we make sure it's working because we don't want to lose you as a Google partner. We want to retain you as long as possible. That's kind of our role. All right. But as long as you have that and then your Google verification form, it looks like we are good to go until this client interview here in about 45 minutes. So I want to officially welcome you aboard, say thank you for signing up with the Local Splash team. The only two things you got to focus on are obviously signing your subscription terms, work on that Google verification form, and then be ready for this client interview here at the top of the hour. Like I said earlier, educated clients are always the happiest ones. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, do not hesitate to contact myself or your account management team here. We'll be happy to help you and make sure everything's working and getting up to speed accordingly.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, you have a great 45 minutes, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Ryan. You're welcome. I'll talk to you in a bit.
Bye.
Bye.